So when was the last time you went to the post office, bought a stamp, and then sent a letter? Like, did all of that? I reckon it's been a while. The internet's taking over. So much of our communications are now subject or taken, or the internet really provides the forum for doing it. And that puts pressure on Australia Post. It is feeling the pinch. Today it has announced in response that 900 jobs will be cut. I'm joined now by Martin O'Neill, Assistant National Secretary of Communication Workers Union. Martin, thank you very much for speaking to us. I understand you'd be very disappointed, but is there anything that can really be done to stave off cuts, given that Australia Post does something that's becoming more redundant?
We appreciate your comments, Wally, but we'd have to say that the death of the traditional mail service has been greatly overstated. There's still many companies still rely on the written letter. There's Australia Post surveys themselves show that on a consistent basis, 85% of people who receive a letter open it within the time of receiving it in their hand, and of that percentage, there's 70% will spend more than 2 minutes reading it. A lot of people still rely on the traditional mail services. A lot of businesses still rely on it. There's no doubt that mail volumes are declining. For us to say anything different would be sticking our head in the sand. But we believe that it's a generational change. It's not necessarily a change that needs some of the knee-jerk reactions that we've seen Australia Post engage
in. Why do you call it a knee-jerk reaction? It's 900 jobs going out of a workforce of 35,000 in an organisation that's losing or lost $218 million in the last financial year, is projected to lose $7.1 billion through to 2022-23. I would have thought these are fairly modest cuts in that context, however devastating it might be for the people who are directly affected.
Look, I understand what you're saying, Waleed, and if we look at it on the surface, what you're saying adds up. But the fact that Australia Post would be losing $7 billion up until 2022, in our view, is so far removed from the truth as to be farcical. There's an agenda here at play, and that is a softening up of the Australian people to get them to accept reduced mail standards, mail delivery both in metro and regional Australia.
So whose agenda is that?
Well, it seems to us that it's the CEO's agenda.
Why would the CEO of Australia Post want to set that agenda?
Well, you're talking about a CEO who made a statement to the American Chamber of Commerce 2 weeks ago, and that statement was, I must be the only person in the whole world who's got a monopoly that he doesn't want. That to us was a telling statement. That to us gives us the impression that the CEO of Australia Post sees nothing, the traditional mail service to him is nothing more than a millstone around his neck, and he'd sooner be rid of it.
But there's a lot
of life still left in the traditional mail service.
Sure, but that life is decreasing. I suppose the point he's making there is that even with the monopoly, he's losing money, which is an extraordinary situation. If you have a monopoly and you still can't make a profit, then surely the entire business is problematic.
Well, I mean, and that's fair enough, Wally, but there's other things that aren't mentioned in the current debate, one of which is that posties now are members who deliver letters, while the letters are taking up less and less space in the bags that they're delivering, they're replacing them spaces with parcels. Australia Post posties now deliver, I think, about 71% of parcels that are delivered within this country are delivered by posties. That's a huge turnaround from 18 months ago. And we're thinking, with the modelling that we're doing, that over time, that obviously what the letters is always going to sort of have a bit of a drag on the business when it comes to the financials, parcels and retail, and the posties delivering the small parcels will over time help to mitigate them losses. And the prospective losses of $1 billion per year, and I mean, we heard one crazy figure the other day that by 2022, Australia Post would have lost $15 billion. I mean, that sort of talk is absolutely insane. And again, a lot of the narrative that's out there at the moment is around softening up the Australian public to accept a reduced service in both metro and regional Australia. We believe that, okay, mail volumes are declining, but there's still many factors that can help to mitigate against them. Knee-jerk reactions are not what's required. And the 900 jobs that have, I mean, that's an arbitrary line in the sand that Australia Post have just drawn. Australia Post, over the past 200 and odd years, has evolved as a corporation. That evolution has been a slow process. Australia Post, in our view, is the world's best postal service, and okay, we want to do everything we can, Holly, to ensure it stays that way.
Well, I've no doubt about that. The question is whether or not it's viable. It's been good to get your perspectives, though, Martin. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Martin O'Neill, Assistant National Secretary of Communication Workers Union.